Good afternoon. I'm here at Green Light Isle of Wight, and it's in the Classic Boat Museum here in Cowes. And I'm here this morning, or this afternoon rather, should I say, with Maddie Dobson.
Hello.
And what do you do here, Maddie?
I help run Green Light Isle of Wight with my husband, Chris Dobson.
Excellent. Thank you. And I'm here also with...
Mark McNeil, and I'm chairman of the Classic Boat Museum.
Well, thank you very much for inviting us here today. And here today to talk about Green Light Isle of Wight. Can you tell me a little more about that, please?
Green Light Isle of Wight is a new service provider providing services for vulnerable adults here on the Isle of Wight. So those with mental health issues, autism, that sort of thing, to give them more self-confidence, more better self-esteem, and hopefully employ increase their employability too.
Excellent. Well, I see you've got a lovely, lovely little place there just around from where we're standing. And you have a client in there at the moment with a stool.
Yes, it's a carpentry and carving workshop. And that's what we use as the medium to help our vulnerable adults. And Aidan there is restoring a stool, and he's just made a chest of drawers as well for his mother, which he's painted bright pink.
Oh, how wonderful is that? So you're bringing an awful lot of brightness to people who may not be feeling so happy or well.
Absolutely, that's the idea, but also inviting home educated children in as well, so that they can then use their maths, their numeracy, literacy, design skills, that sort of thing, and they can then build pieces of furniture as well.
Excellent. So how long have you been open?
We have been here now a month here at the Classic Boat Museum, but we operated in Southampton for over 10 years successfully. But we wanted to bring it back home to the island. Both Chris and I live in Cowes, so that's where we wanted our business to be.
Well, I don't blame you, absolutely. So what prompted you to be at the Classic Boat Museum?
A conversation with Mark McNeil. Mark and I have known each other for a number of years, and when we said that we wanted to bring the business over here to the island, he said, well, why not bring it to the Classic Boat Museum, and therefore we can complement each other in what we do, so we can be the sort of community side.
Okay, I'll come over to Mark now. Hello.
Hello again. Yes, when Manny was looking for a place on the island, the Classic Boat Museum was a natural fit. We do quite a lot of boat restoration, and in the past have done some quite big jobs. And it's kind of a very important role in the community to have people come into a workshop and learn some skills that they wouldn't otherwise get. And who knows, hopefully they can come on and volunteer at the museum and maybe help actually build a boat.
Oh, wow, now wouldn't that be a thing? So how do people refer themselves? Do people have to be referred?
No, they can refer themselves, they can come down and see us. At the moment, we're here within the Classic Boat Museum on a Tuesday and a Friday, so they can pop down and say hi. We do have an open day or an open afternoon on the 12th of November between 2 and 4, so come down, see what it is we do. And then it's just a case of if they can't get down here, then maybe get to us through Facebook, which is Green Light Isle of Wight, or drop me an email. Can I give you the email address?
Of course you may.
It's Maddie, M-A-D-D-Y, Dobson, D-O-B-S-O-N, I-O-W, @gmail.com.
Well, that's a good one to know. Well, thank you. And I see that the whole environment is just full of boats.
We have a lot of boats. We have, I've just actually been redoing the insurance, and there are 70 boats on the list. The latest boat we have, which is one that amuses a lot of people because they say it's not really classic, but it is. It's Ben Ainslie's test boat for the last America's Cup last year. It's called BART1. It's all made of carbon fibre, and it's being put together and it's on display at the moment. And it's a great thing for the kids to come and look at because it's very... relevant to the modern developments in sailing.
Wow, how excellent is that? Now, can I just ask, Mark, what time is the Classic Boat Museum open, please?
Well, the boat shed here in Cowes, which is under the Hammerhead Crane, is open on a Tuesday and Friday from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock, with the last entry at 3:30.
Excellent. And does it cost to come in?
It does cost, because we need money to keep the place going.
Of course.
So it's £3.50 for adults and £2 for children.
So do come along. I can see from where I'm standing now, you've got a veritable selection of boats there, and also an awful lot of outboards.
There is a good collection of outboards, but we also have two lifeboats. We have the Jessie Lum, which is the Bembridge lifeboat from 1938. And we have the Queen Victoria, also a Bembridge lifeboat, from 1887. And that was powered by 10 strong oarsmen.
Oh my goodness me. They must have been very strong then. So Maddie, from the point of view of people coming to your carpentry sessions, what sort of ability do they need to have?
No ability at all. Physically, they don't need to worry. As if people want to come in there in wheelchairs, we are quite accessible. But the best thing to do is give us a call, come down and see us, have a free taste of a couple of hours, see if they like it, and then let's get going.
Excellent. So what are the charges?
We charge £55 for a full day and then £35 for half a day. We recommend really for a full day, because then they're going to get a lot more out of it. And we are a not-for-profit. We plough everything back in. And we have lots and lots of fun. Chris is a wonderful tutor. He's very calm. He's very, very experienced. We've dealt a lot with Autism Hampshire, so... And we've been doing that now for about 10 years. So we do know kind of what we're doing with autistic kids and young people. But it's suitable for all ages. So
I'm really very impressed at what you're both doing. I've not been to the Classic Boat Museum before, and I'm so pleased to have met you as well.
Thank you.
And may we come back for your open day, perhaps?
Yes, we would love that. Yes,
so
please.
Your open day is?
The 12th of October. It's a Friday between 2 and 4. So there will be cake and teas and coffees, and come and have some fun.
Oh, cake.
Oh, and you can have a go at carving as well. So it's
oh, how excellent
that.
Is yes. that? Well, thank you so much for your time. I'll let you get back to doing what you were doing, because you obviously got an awful lot on your plate at the moment. You. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much indeed.
And thank you so much, Mark.
And thank you. And just before we go, we have a new exhibition at the gallery opening on the 20th of October, and it's to commemorate World War One. It's called The Innovation in the World, First World War, Then and Now. So it's about the technology and the developments that were made on the island.
So is that here at the Classic Boat Museum as well?
That is at the gallery in East Cowes.
Ah, the gallery in East Cowes. Oh, yes. So please do come along. And I can't honestly... Just looking out of the window now, wow. It's all I can see is boats. It's rather wonderful. Thank you so much. And this is Kitty, back to the studio.
Right.
Lovely.